Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, September 29, 2025, through Friday, October 3, 2025. Monday, September 29, 2025. In landmark sentence, feeding our future fraud scheme leader sentenced to 28 years in prison. Abdiaziz Shafi Farah was sentenced to 28 years in prison followed by 3 years of supervised release for his role in a $300 million fraud scheme that exploited a federally funded child nutrition program during the COVID-19 pandemic. Farah was also ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $47,920,514. Farah played a leading role in the Feeding Our Future case, the largest COVID-19 fraud scam in the United States. According to public documents, Farah and his co-defendants stole more than $47 million in program funds by claiming to serve 18 million meals to kids at more than 30 food distribution sites. In June 2024, a federal jury convicted Farah of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit federal programs bribery, false statements in a passport application, conspiracy to commit money laundering, 2 counts of federal program bribery, 6 counts of wire fraud, and 11 counts of money laundering. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. CEO and President of Hawaii Shipbuilding Company sentenced for $29 million investment fraud scheme. Curtis E. Jackson and Jamie Denise Jackson were sentenced for their roles in a more than decade-long scheme to defraud hundreds of investors out of millions of dollars in connection with SemiSub, Inc., SemiSub, a Hawaii-based company. Curtis E. Jackson was sentenced to 13 years in federal prison. Jamie Denise Jackson was sentenced to 2 years in prison. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Curtis E. Jackson and Jamie Denise Jackson, who were respectively SemiSub CEO and president, falsely told investors for years that the prototype vessel, SemiSub 1, was weeks or months away from beginning operations. The defendants also solicited funds based on false statements that SemiSub had entered into agreements or developed relationships with government agencies and a private investment firm to build and sell a fleet of SemiSubs for tens of billions of dollars, among other representations. As part of the scheme, the defendants use investor funds to pay for luxury residences in Hawaii and California, a Mercedes-Benz automobile, luxury vacations, psychics, and marijuana. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. Farmington, Utah man sentenced to imprisonment after embezzling approximately $1.7 million from his small business employer. Timothy Sean Edgar was sentenced to 18 months imprisonment for wire fraud and money laundering after he admitted to engaging in a years-long scheme to embezzle approximately $1.7 million from his employer for his personal enrichment. According to court documents and statements made at Edgar's change of plea and sentencing hearings, beginning in 2021, and continuing until October 2024, Edgar defrauded his employer to obtain money and property by stealing and lying. As part of Edgar's scheme, he fraudulently opened a sales channel through a popular online marketplace and used his employment credentials to access the vendor portal and redirect automated clearinghouse payments to his personal bank account. According to acting U.S. Attorney Felice John Vedi, Mr. Edgar took advantage of a small business by building a strong relationship with his employer and gain access and control that he then used to perpetuate his fraud scheme. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. Superseding indictment against Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania healthcare facility owner adds charges of Social Security fraud and concealing material facts related to healthcare matters. Kelly Oliver Hollis was indicted on charges of healthcare fraud, making false statements relating to healthcare matters, concealment of material facts related to healthcare matters, money laundering, and misuse of Social Security benefits by a representative payee. The 40-count superseding indictment named Kelly Oliver Hollis as the sole defendant. According to the superseding indictment, from December 2016 to July 2023, Oliver Hollis, as owner of Serenity Care LLC, located in Penn Hills, schemed to overpay Pennsylvania Medicaid in connection with services Serenity Care provided to residents with intellectual disabilities. A superseding indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, October 3, 2025. Justice Department announces coordinated disruption actions against Black Suit, Royal, ransomware operations. The U.S. Department of Justice announced coordinated actions against the Black Suit, Royal, ransomware group, which included the takedown of 4 servers and 9 domains on July 4, 2025. The takedown was conducted by the Department of Homeland Security's Homeland Security Investigations, HIS, the U.S. Secret Service, IRS Criminal Investigation, IRSCI, the FBI, and international law enforcement from the United Kingdom, Germany, Ireland, France, Canada, Ukraine, and Lithuania. These actions include the unsealing of a warrant for the seizure of vital currency valued at $1,091,453 at the time of the seizure. According to Assistant Attorney General for National Security, John A. Eisenberg, the Black Suit ransomware gang's persistent targeting of U.S. critical infrastructure represents a serious threat to U.S. public safety. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.